奉主耶稣圣名继续我们讨论做辅导需要有的一些德性。
So any kind of counseling setting, the counselor is the most important person.
在任何辅导的情况，辅导员是一个很重要的角色。
If the counselors are good,
如果这个辅导员是一个很成功的辅导员，
then the counselee also will become good.
那这个被辅导的对象他就会变就会进步。
But it's not always 100%.
但是这不是百分之百可以。
Even though sometimes we can, you know, people can work with the best counselors, but they themselves cannot transform themselves, then they won't be able to, you know, to get help.
因为有的时候，虽然辅导员是一个很好的辅导员，但是被辅导的对象如果并没有要改变自己的话，也许也不会成功。
Even our Lord Jesus Christ.
就算这个辅导员是耶稣基督。
Even though he was the best counselor.
他是这个世界上最伟大的辅导员。
But he cannot convince everyone to follow him.
但是他也没有办法让所有的世人都跟随他。
Just like the young rich ruler.
就像那个少年的财主。
He asked our Lord Jesus Christ.
他来问耶稣。
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
他问耶稣说，我要做什么才能得到永生呢？
And our Lord Jesus Christ told him, you must follow the commandment.
主耶稣就跟他讲说，你要遵守诫命。
He said, do not steal, do not defraud, do not deceive, honor your mother and your father.
主耶稣就跟他讲说，不可偷窃，不可杀人，不可窃盗，然后要要孝顺父母。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ finished with, you must sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and then follow me.
然后耶稣继续跟他讲说，你还要变卖你所有的，然后分给穷人，然后来跟随我。
But the young man, even though he wanted to enter the heavenly kingdom,
那听到这些话以后，虽然这个少年财主他是想要进入到永生，
but he was short-sighted.
但是他却是一个短视的人。
He can only see the thing that's in front of him.
他只能看到他眼前的利益。
And the things that were in front of him that he was very rich.
而在他眼前的事实就是他是一个非常富有的。
He's not willing to sell all possession to follow Jesus Christ.
所以他并不愿意变卖他所有的财富。
So don't be surprised when we counsel our brothers and sisters.
所以有的时候，当我们在做一个辅导的动作的时候
，Even though we share with them from the bottom of our hearts，
虽然有的时候我们是打从心里的很诚意的
，And even though they know that is God's will for them，
有的时候我们也是照着神的话在跟他们谈，他们也知道
，That doesn't mean
神的意思在里面。
They want to do it，
但也不代表说被我们辅导的人他们会愿意改变
自己。I remember one young brother。
我记得有一个年轻的弟兄。
I talked to him, you know, pretty much almost every week, once a week for the last 3 years.
我记得，我基本上是过去的三年内，几乎是每一个礼拜都跟他讲话。
Because during this time, he has a relationship with another sister.
因为他跟一位姐妹正在交往。
And you know, keep sharing. I keep telling him, don't go sleep over her house by yourself, this and that. Don't go to sleep over her house. The brother, he want to go sleep over her house and stuff like that.
我就劝这个。弟兄说你要很注意，就是不可以在这个姐妹家过夜。
Because I know the way he is.
因为我知道，我非常的认识这个弟兄。
And I know the way she is.
而我也很清楚这个姐妹的个性。
So, of course, one day he just went.
但是有一天，这个弟兄他就去找这个姐妹。
And that night they commit fornication.
而他在他的家里面过夜，所以他们两个就犯罪了。
Of course, I'm not only a pastor, but I'm also a good friend with him.
我并不是只是对他们而言，我并不是只是一个传道，我也是他们的好
朋友。So I feel very sad.
所以当我知道这件事以后，我就很难过。
And I thought to myself, maybe I should have done something that I have done that kept him from, you know, committing fornication.
所以当我知道这件事的时候，我就一直在反省，我是不是能做更多的事情，让这件事不会发生呢？
But on the end, I cannot do too much.
但是我回想之后，我的结论就是，其实我能做的非常有限。
But that's not an excuse for us not to do what we need to do as counselors.
但是即使知道我们这样有一些有限的结果，但是我们还是要尽量来做辅导的工作。
When we encourage our brothers and sisters,
当我们在勉励我们的弟兄姐妹的时候
，we must give them our best.
我们要尽我们的所有的力量，尽我们所有的能力来
做这件事。And our best is to be filled with the image and likeness of Christ.
当我们在尽我们的力量的时候，就代表我们是要用耶稣的形象，耶稣的我们要跟随耶稣的榜样。
Anything is less than this is not the best.
如果我们没有办法完全的照着耶稣的榜样来做的话，我们就还没有完全尽我们的权力。
So in other words, we always need to be ready.
所以我们要随时的就是提醒自己要随时做做好准备来做这个工作。
When our brothers and sisters need us,
当我们弟兄姐妹需要帮忙的时候，
we are there for them.
我们就已经是完完全全准备好能帮
助他们。And we give them our best.
而我们可以用我们全部的力量来帮他们。
That is Christ that lives inside of us.
我们全部的力量就代表说我们有基督在我们的心里，在我们身上来来帮忙做这件
事。We must be filled with the Word of God.
所以我们第一个就要有神的话充满在我们的心里。
Filled with the Spirit of God.
我们也要充满了神的灵。
And then the last one.
第三项我们需要有。
We must be filled with the love of God.
我们要有神的爱充满在我们身上。
As counselors, if we don't fill with the love of God, there's no way we can endure to be able to counsel a person.
如果我们作为一个辅导员，而我们却没有神的爱的话，我们永远不可能做一个成功的辅导员。
Because the love of God is stronger than death.
因为神的爱比死亡还更有力量。
And we know the love of God will cause, you know, us. The love of God is the thing that fuels us to continually to love our brothers and sisters.
因为我们知道神的爱就是能在背后激励我们，让我们继续能爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
So let's go to 1 Corinthians.
我们再来翻开一下哥林多前书。
Chapter 13.
哥林多前书的十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
This is a great definition for any one of us who want to be a great counselor.
这一个圣经节我们要念的就可以是作为一个我们作为好的辅导员所需要拥有的一些东西。
Chapter 13 verse 1.
我们来看一下第十三章的第一节。
Even though some counselor can speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
也许有的辅导员他可以讲万人的方言，并且是天使的话语。
But if that counselor does not have love,
但是如果这个辅导员没有爱，
he become nothing but a sounding brass,
他就像一个鸣的锣响的拔一样，
or a clinging cymbal,
响的拔一样。
This is wisdom.
这句话非常的有智慧。
I'm sure every one of us wants to be able to speak just like an angel.
我相信我们每一个人都希望我们能说像天使的话。
But there's no point if we don't have love that fuels our speaking.
但是如果我们没有爱的话，
That's why in verse 2, chapter 13 verse 2,
我们讲的话就没有意义了。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge,
我若有先知讲道的能力，也明白各种奥妙各样的知识。
And though I have all faith,
而且有全备的信。
So that I could remove mountain but have not love, I am nothing.
叫我能够移山但没有爱的话，我算不得什么。
As counselors, we know we want to be full of knowledge.
我们知道作为一个辅导员，我们要有知识。
We want also to have great faith.
我们也要有全备的信心。
But even we can have faith to the point we can move mountains, we have not love, we have nothing.
但就算我们的信心已经大到可以能够移动山，但是如果没有爱的话，我们这些都算不得什么。
You know, for me, when I see brother and sister encourage one another,
所以有的时候当我观察到当弟兄姐妹他们在互相勉励的时候，
Even though that brother and sister know nothing about counseling,
有的时候这个在帮助人家的人，也许他对辅导的一些特别的技能并不是特别有概念。
Even though they don't speak tongues of angels,
也许他们并不能讲很美妙的言语。
But because of their love,
但是因为他们有爱，
may it be encouraged many brothers and sisters,
他们却能鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹。
So that's why if we want to be a great counselor, there's no doubt we need to be manifest fully with the love of God.
所以如果我们要作为一个好的辅导员，我们就要非常注意到我们身上有没有爱。
Look at verse 3.
我们继续看第三节。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, I profit me nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
This is very wonderful.
这个话语非常的美妙。
Such great wisdom.
这非常有智慧的一段话。
Actually, as counselor, maybe sometimes we feel that we, you know, give our body to be burned, right?
有的时候，作为一个辅导员，也许我们觉得我们献上了我们的全身，就像我们的身体已经被焚烧了。
Because to counsel a person is very difficult.
因为有的时候要做辅导工作是一个非常艰难的事情。
And to listen to their problems is very difficult.
因为你要听别人的吐苦水，而这个工作是非常困难。
Maybe sometimes they call us up, they want to talk 1 hour, 2 hours, they want to share their problems.
因为有的时候，当这个需要帮助的人，也许他半夜打电话给你，而他要需要的时间是一个小时甚至两个小时。
But if they call us up and we're in the middle of doing something,
也许有的时候他们打来的时候，我们自己正在忙我们自己的事情。
If we don't have love, for sure, we will not pick up the phone call.、Right?
所以如果我们没有足够的爱，也许我们就会躲掉这样子的电话。
But if we have love,
但是如果我们有爱
，we know this brother and sister is in great distress and they need someone to talk to.
如果我们有爱的话，我们就会体会这个要跟我们打电话讲话的人，他现在真的是在心情很不好的时候，所以他需要有人跟他讲话。
If we have love,
如果我们有足够的爱
，we will pick up that phone.
就算我们自己再忙，我们都会接起。
If not even knowing how long we could be on the phone for,
我们虽然不知道这个电话会花我们多少时间，但是我们还是会接起来。
Because that is true love.
因为那才是真正的爱。
That even yes, we work hard, this and that, but if we have no love, then there's no point of working anymore.
所以，如果我们只是一心一意的觉得我们做了很多辛苦的工作，但是我们心里没有爱的话，这些工作都算不了什么。
Look at verse 7.
我们来看一下第七节。
Love be all things.
凡事包容。
Love believe all things.
凡事相信。
Love hope all things.
凡事盼望。
Love endure all things.
凡事忍耐。
Verse 8.
第八节,
love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
This is very strong proclamation.
这是一个很强烈的一个讯息。
But this proclamation is true.
这个讯息非常正确。
A person is full of love.
如果一个人他心中充满了神的爱,
this love will be able to be all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things.
这样子的爱就会凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And this love never fails. How wonderful this is.
这是一个多美好的爱。
So if you want to be a counselor,
所以我们如果要做一个成功的辅导员,
if you want to be able to help our brothers and sisters,
如果我们要真的能帮助我们的弟兄姐妹们,
it's no brainer that we need to be filled with love.
很自然的，我们一定要需要有神的爱充满在我们自己身上。
Since I came to know Jesus Christ.
自从我认识主耶稣基督之后
My favorite topic to speak upon is about love
我最喜欢讲的道理就是爱
And sometimes I speak about love for so many times but never run out you know, thing to say right, about love because love is just so wonderful
虽然我已经用过爱这个主题讲过非常多次的讲章但是我到现在还没有完全的针对爱这件事情并不会说有让我觉得没有东西可讲的时候
Why do we need to be filled with love?
为什么我们需要有神的爱充满在我们身上呢
This is the love of God, not the love that is from the world.
这是神的爱，而不是一般世俗上面所说的爱。
Because love will cause a person to grow.
因为爱能让人成长。
Let's go to Ephesians.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 15 and 16.
15节和16节。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Verse 16.
16节。
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supply, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in love.So we can see how powerful love is.
所以在这两节中，我们可以看到爱是一个非常有力量的事情。
So when we speak, we must speak with love.
所以当我们讲话的时候，我们一定要靠着爱心讲话。
Because this love causes people to grow.
因为我们靠着爱心讲诚实话的时候，就会有长进。
And this kind of growth is very good.
而这样子的长进是非常好的长进。
Because when we use love to speak, this growth will grow up.Into things according to him, that is Christ Jesus.
因为如果我们用爱心来讲诚实话，那凡事会长进，长进了就会连到主耶稣基督。
You know, when we talk to people,
当我们跟别人讲话的
时候 if you don't use love to share with them,
如果我们不是用神的爱来跟他们分享的话
and sometimes we'll cause them to grow, but they grow in no, not according to God's will.
有的时候也许我们也会让他们成长，但是这成长的方式却是错误的，不是跟着，不是向着耶稣基督来成长。
Maybe sometimes they will cause them to grow in their pride.
也许这样子的成长却是让他们比较骄傲。
And cause them to grow in, you know, in being selfish.
也许是让他们变得更自私。
Actually, we can grow, but we must grow the right way. And the way to grow the right way must those who counsel that person must have love.
如果他成长的方式是错误的，是在他怨怼或者是愤怒上面更加重的话。
But this kind of growth is not something we need, or someone, anyone need.
这样子的愤怒或者在怨怼上面的成长是我们不想看到的。
But if we use love to talk to this person,
但是我们如果是用爱来跟他们讲话的话
，we can see actually they always can be able to grow in love.
我们看到的就是他们会在神的爱之中成长。
That's why in verse 16.
所以在十六节这里说到
，Because of love，
靠着爱
，the whole body is joined and knitted together，
全身都能靠它联络得合适。
Because of love，
因为靠着爱
，and be able to cause growth of the body that edify of itself in love。
百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
So when we feel God's love is a win-win situation。
所以当我们靠着神的我们有充满神的爱的时候，其实不只帮助我们自己，也帮助别人。
Of course, God's love is never any kind of side effect.
神的爱并不会让你有任何的副作用。
That's why we say be filled with the love of God, not the love that's from the world, because sometimes people, you know, say, "Oh, I love you, you love me." This worldly love actually is always side effect.
所以我们要强调的就是当我们说充满的爱的时候，我们说的这个爱是来自神的爱，而不是世俗间所说的爱，因为有的时候世俗间所说的爱，你爱我或我爱你那样的爱是不完全的。
Some people love one another, they kill because of love, right?
有的人甚至会为了世俗那样子的爱而杀人。
I mean, they kill themselves, they kill others because of love. This is not the kind of love we're talking about.
有的时候他们会为了这样子世俗上面的爱，也许是杀杀人，有的时候是自杀。
This love is a pure love from God.
而这样的爱不是我们在谈的爱，我们谈的爱是从神来的纯正的爱。
And love also covers multitude of sins.
而爱可以遮掩很多的罪。
What does this mean?
这代表意思是什么呢
？It doesn't mean that when a brother and sister commit sin, we just like, oh, don't worry about God loves you and I love you too. Don't worry about it, right? It's not about that, right?
并不是说如果有一个弟兄犯罪了，我们跟他讲说，哦，不用担心。神很爱你，我也很爱你，所以你犯的罪不算什么。
Because sometimes when a brother and sister sin, and we know they have done something wrong, and then we don't, you know, say something to them, this is not love.
因为当一个人他已经犯罪了，而我们却没有去指教他，却没有去改变他的话，其实我们做的事情并不算爱。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8.
我们来看一下彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8.
彼得前书的第四章第八节
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8
彼得前书的第四章第八节
And above all things have a fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Why here Peter stated that love will cover a multitude of sin?
为什么在这里彼得说到爱能遮掩很多的罪呢？
No, sometimes when I talk to brothers and sisters,
有的时候当我在跟弟兄姐妹讲话的时候
If I have no love toward them,
如果我没有足够的爱
Then the first thing I will do is to judge them.
第一件我会做的事情就是去判他们的罪。
So, but when we have love inside of us,
但是如果我们有神的爱在我们的心中
How can we be able to, you know, to have this kind of love inside of us? How can we have this kind of love inside of us? How can we be able to manifest this kind of love inside of us?
我们要用什么方法可以让神的爱可以在我们身上表现出来？
For example, if we are counselor,
举例来讲，如果我们作为一个辅导员，
we feel that we have no weaknesses.
我们感觉好像我们自己没有缺点。
Then when you counsel a person,
那你当你在跟一个被辅导的对象
讲话的时候， you would judge them. You have no mercy on them.
你就会用带着一种判罪的方式或判断的方式来跟这个人讲话，对他们一点都没有同情。
But when we counsel a person,
但是当我们在辅导一个人的时候，
we reflect on ourselves.
我们一定要好好的反省一下自己。
All the weaknesses that we have.
我们自己也是充满着缺点的。
Then we realize that wow, God is so have so much compassion on me.
当我们自己认知到我们自己也是充满缺点的人，我们
就会感到，
我们就会感到神对我们是很有恩慈的，因为我们虽然有这么多的缺点，
God is still with me.
但神还是跟我们
同在。And he always gives me the opportunity to grow.
而神还是给我们机会，让我们能改变自己，能成长。
If we have this kind of mentality,
如果我们用这样子的心态来看事情的话，
and then for sure, when we you know work with our brother and sister, we will also will not judge them so harshly.
那我们当我们在辅导别人的时候，我们就不会站在一个我们自己是一个完美者，然后来判断别人的错一样。
That's the kind of love they talk about. They will cover multitude of sin.
所以这句话，这我们这样做的话，就才是符合这个说的爱能遮掩很多的罪。
And love most of the time actually it comes in very harsh way, right?
因为很多时候，当我们在爱人的时候，也许爱的方式会有一点
For example, as parents,
会有一点严厉。就像如果今天一个父母
，when our kids do something wrong,
父母在叫他的小孩的时候
，for example, if the kids want to touch a fire, they're going to burn them.
如果说一个小朋友他不懂火是危险的，他想要试着靠近火。
Most of the time, we don't have the time just to tell them, "Hey, don't touch a fire." We must yank them out, right?
所以，做一个父母看到这么危险的事情发生的时候，他可能没有时间好好的跟这个小孩讲话，他很快就把这小孩拉走。
And then tell them.Why they should not touch the fire?
所以在跟他们讲说火是很危险，你不可以靠近。
So sometimes when we do counseling among brothers and sisters,
所以同样情况，当我们在辅导我们的弟兄姐妹的时候
，sometimes this love that cover multitude of sin is a love that hurt the most.
有的时候要做到爱能遮掩很多的罪，这样子的爱是要用比较严厉的方式来呈现。
And because of that, this love can cover multitude of sin.
而这样子的爱才有办法能遮掩很多的罪。
Let's go to the last one.
我们再看最后一样。
For sure that the love of God will give us the power to continue.
神的爱才有办法激励我们，让我们继续做这件事情。
We just read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7.
我们刚刚才读到了哥林多前书第十三章的。
That love can be all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things.
凡是包容，凡是忍耐，凡是相信，凡是盼望。
If we don't have love inside of us,
如果没有神的爱在我们心里，
there's no way we can continue on to be able to help our brothers and sisters.
我们就没有办法在帮助弟兄姐妹的事情上面持久。
And every prophet in the Bible, they have great love.
我们可以看到在圣经里面有很多的先知，他们都是充满了神的爱。
Just like Moses,
就像摩西，
he loved his fellow brethren very much.
他非常的爱他的弟兄姐妹。
Because of this, he be able to be successful.To lead them to the promised land.
所以他才有办法，经过这么多年的时间，把他们带到了应许之地。
Even though it took him 40 years.
虽然对他们来讲，这四十年，在旷野飘落的时间是很长的。
Just like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米一样。
Because of his love.
因为他有神的爱。
He be able to uplift the heart of the chosen people to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他才能带领着神所神的选民能。留下来的选民能重新的建圣城。
Even though it took 52 days.
虽然也是花了很多的时间和他的辛苦。
And that is not an easy thing to do.
这不是一件很简单的事情。
So love will be able to motivate us.
所以神的爱才有办法激励我们继续做这件事。
Give us the strength, the fuel to continue on.
就像一个让车子继续动的汽油一样，神的爱能让我们继续做这件事。
So any question, any thought?
到目前为止有没有什么样的想法或者有什么样的问题
？Pertaining to that, we need to be a virtuous counselor.
针对我们谈到作为一个成功的辅导员所需要的一些德性，有没有什么样的问题？
Any thought?
或者是想法？
Let's go to the first one. See if we can. Let's discuss more about this.
我们来从我们第一节讲到的东西来一个一个看。我们先看到最一开始我们谈到的。
Maybe we can share why, even though this seemed to be very simple.
这个图看起来也许很简单。
All we need to do is, you know, be close to God, and we become a great counselor.
看起来是一句话就可以解决，就是你只要靠神靠得很近，你就是一个很好的辅导员。
But why what are some difficulties we encounter when we try to draw ourselves close to God?
但是作为实际的辅导工作的时候，我们有没有遇到什么样的困难？在我们在辅导的时候要更靠近神。
Any thought, any sharing?
有没有什么样的事情要分享，或者有什么样的问题？
It's tiring, right? Afternoon nap time.
也许大家吃饱了，吃得很饱，所以现在有一点困。
Any sharing, any thought?
有没有什么可以分享的，或者有什么？
Now let's share about anything concerning pertain to counseling.
或者针对辅导的上面有任何想法、任何问题、任何要分享的
？Yes, Uncle.
Yeah, I think that just being involved and also system and also accepting each other. I'm talking about in the church in general. Sometimes you find this gap between the young generation and old generation. When we look at the young generation, they have grown, they have some experience, they have to learn some. Sometimes when they're mistake.
Let her translate.
所以在在教会里面做辅导的这个工作，有的时候会需要很多的过去的经验，然后所以年长的一代他们有很好的经验，有一些可以教导给年轻的一代，年轻的一代要接受这个要接这个棒子继续做辅导的工作，所以有一些很困难的地方。
So what kind of wisdom can you share with us to be able to, you know, be patient with the younger generation?
Well, I think that right now we have to realize that, you know, right now in our world, it's going to be about the young generation, the young people. So you're the church counselor, you perceive the church as the young people. Okay, and the way that I look at it is that, and lots of times they also get very discouraged that they encounter that they feel so.But on the other way around, actually, even that when they talk to the old generation, it's always, I mean, I think that even the old generation is available. Okay, but how come it becomes tabooistic? You know, like, I mean, it's the young people, they cannot talk to the old generation, or the old generation feel that it's so hard to talk to the young generation.
所以有的时候在教会的传承上面也许会有一些代沟上面的问题，就是年长一代也许身上有很多很好的经验可以分享，但是年轻的一代当他们在接这些工作的时候，也许他们在工作上面会遇到一些困难，或者也会遇到一些沮丧的事情，可是他们没有机会问这些年长的人。
So maybe we ask this question to the audience, how can we close the gap?Between the older generation and the younger generation.
So, 也许我们可以开放来问大家，针对这个代沟上面的问题，大家有没有什么那样的看法？
That we be able to communicate very smoothly to one another and help one another as we, you know, continually to serve God.
让我们把这个试着把代沟问题拿来谈一谈，看看能不能把这个隔阂去掉，所以大家可以很轻松的互相沟通、互相交流。
So in San Jose Church, right? San Jose Church, Deacon Sean. So, is there a lot of young council members in San Jose Church?
Different church.
Very, very young.
No.
Yeah.
周执事提到说，我们在圣何西教会，也许我们的职务会里面，并不是像 Pacifica 教会的都是普遍这么年轻，我们其实是各个年龄层都有一些人在里面。但有一个好处就是圣何西教会的代沟没有那么明显的原因，就是大家私底下关系非常好，所以不管什么年龄的都是好朋友，所以除了在圣工上面，在别的方面都可以沟通。所以很多时候当人在接受别人的意见的时候，也许是很困难的事情，因为你有你自己的意见，你也有你自己的想法在里面，所以很难接受别人。但是当一个好朋友来跟你谈的话，就比较容易接受。
So do you see there's a generation gap, you know, between the youth and San Jose Church and the older members?
所以在圣何西教会，我们很感谢神，很幸运我们没有看到代沟这个问题。感谢神，在圣何西教会的职务会里面，我们没有感觉到有代沟上面的问题。所以其中一个很主要的原因呢，也是因为作为职务人员，大家都只是一心一意把目标设定为好好的能服侍神，好好的能把工作做好，所以不管是什么年龄的人都互相帮忙，互相学习来做好这个工作，我们都有同一个目标。
I mean, if you think about counseling 101, right, basic counselingYeah, basic counseling.
如果我们谈到说在辅导上面要特别注意的事情的话
And Deacon Sean mentioned that.
周执事刚刚正好讲到一个重点。
To be able to talk to a person.
你要有办法跟一个人讲话，让人家能接受你的意见。
And for them to respect our inputs and for them to listen to us, we must have good relationship with them.
要让这个人真正的把你的话听进去，然后真的能接受你的意见的话，你要跟他私下的关系非常的好。
Of course, to build good relationship, it takes both sides to do it.
而要让一个关系良好的话，不只是一边的问题，是要两边都同样的往
这个方向。So we don't have good relationship, there's no way we can give advice, give an input, and for them to be able to listen.
所以如果我们没有办法维持很好的私交的话，我们就很难给人家任何意见，让人家能接受我们。
So for the young council in Pacifica Church, do you guys feel is there a generation gap? the translator.
所以针对太平洋教会的一些代沟上面的问题，也许年老的这一代也有他们的期望在，所以会特别觉得沮丧。如果看到圣工不是往这个方向发展的话，但是同样的年轻的一代也许也有他们自己的沮丧，因为觉得两边的意见差很多，所以这部分我们需要花更多时间来把这件事情改进。
You know, this one thing about church, right? To be council members actually is a voluntary basis, right? And you know, there's no pay, right?
因为在教会里面，其实做一个负责人是非常困难的事情，因为这完完全全是为主工作，我们并没有拿任何的薪水来做这件事情。
And quite often, when you know, council members become council members for 2 years, and sometimes they get so stressed out and burned out, right?
因为很多时候，负责人的负责人的任期就是两年，所以两年中有这么多事情要做，其实是非常辛苦，然后会做得很累的事情。
To serve God is not an easy thing.
事实上，要作为一个神的工人来服侍神是非常艰难的工作。
So that's why if we serve God and we give, you know, problems to one another, this even more burden to one another.
所以当我们在服侍神的时候，不止工作本身上面给我们的困难，如果我们还要在人事上面有别的困难加上去的话，那就变成加倍的困难。
Even if we be able to work together in unity,
就算我们有办法同心的一起做事，
it still would not be an easy thing to do.
即使所有的人都一起同心了，这个工作本身就已经
很艰难了。Because we know Satan always want to confuse us and disturb the holy work in church.
因为永远有一个撒旦在背后，他随时想要找到攻击我们的机会，所以他想要让圣工不是那么顺利的发展。
So that's why we must share with one another.
所以我们要彼此的宽容，彼此的包容。
Maybe some of us, you know, even though we're not council members, we have the wisdom to see certain things. Then if we have a good relationship, we can share this kind of thing.
所以有的时候，就算只是不是在职务会里面的人，我们只是来帮助这些负责人，然后来跟他们交通，来承担他们一些的负担，这也是对他们的帮助。
Actually, that's why we talk about counseling as Christian. Counseling is not one-to-one, face-to-face with family. Actually, counseling is be able to interact and have fellowship with one another. This is part of counseling.
所以在教会里面，当我们谈到辅导的时候，有的时候并不是只是针对一个人对另外一个人讲话而已，而是我们可以有一个团体，大家一起在里面团契，所以可以在神的爱之中能团契。
So Brother Johnny, do you feel any kind of, you know, generation gap as you, you know, work as, how do you feel? Because actually, Pacifica, we have very unique, right, I guess,you can say demographic, I guess, in a sense, like, in a sense that, you know, the age range,It's a little bit, you know, old, right? And then your age, right? That's another younger one, right?
所罗门王他刚开始做王的时候，他曾经，我不知道怎么，他还不知道怎么做王的时候。所以在作为一个年轻的负责人，很多时候我们是用这样子的心态在。思考要怎么样做好服侍神的工作。所以对我个人而言，我不觉得代沟的问题有那么严重。所以我们要一起的有信心，然后把服侍神的事情做好。所以有的时候问题也许是出在我们是不是有足够的信心能交托给神，知道神会带领我们整个职务会能做好他的工作。 所以有的时候也许方法有很多种，每一种方法都各有它的利弊，不见得一个方法比另一个方法更好。所以最重要的就是植物会能一代一代的传下去，能把服侍神的工作都做好，接棒的工作都做好。因为我们很多时候在教会里面看到情况，就是在选植物会的时候，很多人会事先说他不想要当。有的时候原因是因为他们觉得自己还不配，或者有的时候他们知道这个工作非常繁重。有的时候他们也许会觉得说教会有一些长者，他们也许已经有一些很固执的想法。
Thank you. Daniel, how's what about in Sacramento? How's the relationship and stuff.
我们来谈谈撒迦缅度的教会。很感谢神，我们撒迦缅度是一个小教会。我们在过去找会堂的过程，花了十年的时间。所以在找会堂的过程中，感谢神让我们有很多的机会能学习怎么样跟同工一起工作，然后也经由神那边来得到一些训练。因为每个人也许都有他自己个人的意见。但是重要的就是我们的目标是一样的。我们互相学习。有的时候每个人也许都觉得自己的意见，自己的想法是最好的。但是感谢神，我们的植物会大家都愿意虚己，然后从别人身上学习。我们也很愿意听传道长职的勉励，所以感谢神。
I think serving God is very difficult.
服侍神真的是一件很困难的事情。
So in other words, don't make it so difficult for one another.
所以大家一起服侍神的时候，就尽量的不要在困难的事情上面再加困难。
I think quite often for us as full-time ministers, actually, we don't have it that difficult.
也许作为一个传道者，事情没有那么糟糕。
Because we serve God full time.
因为我们是全职的在服侍神。
But for you know deacons and deaconess, they have to work in the world and then also serve God. This is very difficult.
但是作为假设说像执事或者是执事娘，很多他们都是不止世界上面有繁忙的工作，他们还要在繁忙的工作以外的时间再拿出来来服侍神。
And the same thing for our brothers and sisters.
对我们其他的弟兄姐妹也是同样的情况。
Especially for the council members.
对职务人员，尤其是。
You know, for me, when I think about council members, I have a lot of compassion on council members.
我每次提到职务会的时候，我就会对这些职务人员感到非常的同情他们。
Because I remember when I first became a council member.
我记得当我自己第一次作为一个负责人的时候。
Before I became a council member, every brother and sister loved me so much, right? Hey, Brother Wood, how you doing? This and that, right?
我记得在我只是一个在我是 弟兄的时候，但是还没有被选为负责人的时候，大家都很喜欢我。
The minute I became a council member, the brothers would call and yell and scream at me.
但是，一旦我作为一个负责人被选进职务会之后，就开始有很多冲突，然后有的时候弟兄姐妹会来骂我。
And for me, I was the same booty, right?
但是我这个人其实从头到尾就是同样的一个人。
The only thing is I became a council member.
唯一的差别就是我被选进了职会。
And sometimes we as brethren, the minute a person has some kind of title, they be entitled, right, to you know treat them like they are workers, something like that, right?
但很多时候我们弟兄姐妹的心态好像觉得一个人他一旦被选进职务会，有个职务人员的名称在他身上的时候，你就有权利来骂他，或者有权利来叫他做什么事情。
And that's why Brother Daniel mentioned earlier. Actually, if we really look at, you know, look at us, actually, we all have the same goal, and we love God so much.
就像刚刚Daniel 跟我们分享的一样，其实我们作为弟兄姐妹，作为职务人员，我们都同样的有同一个目标，就是要爱神，然后来做神的工作。
But we will have different ideas.
我们个人有个人的意见。
And that's why it's good to, you know, be able to change council members, right? You know, why? Because there's different ideas, different input. That's how the church continue to grow.
每个人都有不同的想法，所以职务会是每两年改选一次，这是一个很好的做法，因为不同的人可以被选进来，然后不同的意见也可以被提出来。
You know, I think one of the reasons why council members in Sacramento work so well becauseAlmost every single member was council members before.
而我觉得还有一个很重要的原因，为什么撒加缅度的教会的职务会做得很好的原因，是因为每一个职务人员他们以前都做过了职务人员的工作。
And they know and they experience how difficult it is, right, to be council members.
他们都知道负责人工作是非常繁重的。
So that's why actually they have, you know, that's why they be able to work close together and be able to respect one another.
所以因为知道每一个工作的人后面都有这么多繁重的工作，所以他们就会互相尊重，然后互相的勉励。
So in other words, let us not look at, you know, I guess, let us look at everything that, you know, when our brothers and sisters try to serve God from an eye of compassion, eye of love.
所以也许我们可以试着用一种比较有慈爱的心，然后比较有恩慈的想法来看每一个做这些繁重工作的弟兄姐妹。
No, for example, during one of the NCC.
我记得有一次在全国代表大会的时候。
And I heard that some of the members say that the pastor be making too much money.
我记得有人有意见说，我们的传道赚太多钱了。
Actually, when I heard this, I feel very sad, right?
当我听到的时候，我觉得非常的难过。
How can some members think that pastor making too much money? I don't understand it. Right?
怎么会有人认为说传道他赚太多钱呢？
But of course, they're entitled to their opinion and their ideas.
当然，每一个人都可以自由的发表他的意见或自由发表他的想法。
But for me, if I would just get upset and feel like, you know, and you know, and just you know, and continue to have this kind of feeling inside my heart, then I cannot serve God.
但是如果因为听到了这样子的意见，我就觉得很生气，然后没有办法忘怀这件事情的话，我想我也没有办法再继续做好神的工作。
I remember one time I went, it's one of the weekdays group that I went to.
我记得有一次我去参加一个在周间所一起聚周间的聚会。
And that time I was a TTP student.
那个时候我是一个神学生。
And one of the pastors would go there and lead that weekday service.
那其中一个传道是那天负责带领的人。
So, but he cannot make it, so he asked me to go and lead the service.
但是他因为临时有事没有办法去，他就临时叫我来。
So the minute I get there, one of the members came up to me and said, "Oh, what are you doing here?"
那我记得我到了那里以后，有一个人就跟我讲说，你为什么会在这里？
And she said, "I said, oh, I'm."Pastor so and so cannot make it, so I'm here to lead the service.
所以我就跟他讲说，哦，因为某某传道他今天没有办法来带，所以我就来取代他来带领你们。
And she's like, oh, we don't need you here. You know, you don't even speak Chinese and stuff, right? You know, that's what she said to me, right?
然后这位姐妹就跟我讲说，哦，你在这里没有用啦，因为你又不讲中文。
The first thought came to my mind, okay, I'm okay. You don't need to fly. I'll go take a rest, right? I'm tired, right? Let me go take a rest, right?
所以我第一个反应就觉得，好啊，你觉得我们不在这里没用的话，我就回家休息，我更高兴。
But instead, I say, oh, I'm so sorry, I cannot speak Chinese.
但是我却没有这样做。我跟她讲说，对不起，我不会讲中文。
And I know if I speak Chinese, I would make things much easier.
知道如果我能讲中文的话，今天情况会好很多。
But the pastor told me to come here to lead service, so I have no choice but to lead service.
但是既然传道已经来，请我来做这件事情，我就还是来带领你。
Why did I thought like that?
为什么我可以这样有这样的想法，有这样的
做法呢？Because I look from the angle of that sister.
因为如果我站在这个姐妹的角度来看的话，
Even though what she said to me was not so nice, right?
虽然她讲的话也许听起来是非常不中听的。
But it's true, if I spoke Chinese, it would be much easier for them, right? The same culture, the same language. It's true, I'm there. I'm just a burden maybe to them, right?
但是如果站在他的角度来看事情的话，也是事实。如果是一个讲中文的传道来，这件事情会简单很多，因为跟他们同文同种，所以讲的话也是听得懂的。但因为我不会讲中文，所以的确造成了他们一些困难。
So why do I share this with you?
我为什么要提这样的故事跟你
说呢？ Serving God is always very difficult in any aspect of holy work and church.
因为服侍神，不管是哪一个环节的工作，不管是在教会里面哪一个圣工。服侍神都不是一件容易的事。
It's true. I'm here when the GA said come to Pacifica Church, right?
当
when they relocate me here,
当总会差派我来太平洋教会的时候
，I said really, I said God, why are you sending me there?
我就在想说，神啊，你为什么要把我派来这呢
？First, everything is very expensive.
因为在湾区，什么事情都非常的昂贵。
And second, during time, there's a lot of old members.A lot of old members here.
第二点是太平洋教会有很多年长的信徒。
And they don't speak English.
而这些年长的信徒他们是不讲英文的。
So why do you send me here?
所以你为什么把神你为什么把我派来这个教会？
Then 5 years later, 6 years later, right?
但是经过五六年的时间。
Now we also have a problem. There's too many English-speaking youth here, right?Now maybe it's maybe the youth there are too young. There are a lot of young people here, right?
现在五六年之后，太平洋教会好像改观了，可是问题变成说我们有太多只讲英文的年轻人。
Actually, if you really think about it,
是可是我们如果仔细的来思考这
件事情。For me, my thinking back then, yes, there's no young people here, and you know, there's nobody really speak English, and I don't speak Chinese. Why do you send me here?
五六年前我的想法就是。神你为什么把我派来这个教会当我只会讲英文而这些老信徒他们只会讲中文
Why?
为什么
Because God always has his will
因为神有他的旨意
So from then on wherever God wants to send me wherever I go I'll go and I'll just leave it up to God
所以几年后才能看出神的旨意当初是为了什么所以现在遇到任何情况任何差派我都会觉得是神的旨意所以不用再去问
So in other words, of course, we as brothers and sisters, we always have different opinions, different ideas, and to be, you know, we want to input this idea and opinion to one another.
所以我们每个人也许都有我们很强烈自己的想法自己的意见但是我们要把我们这些意见跟别人说的时候
But don't make ourselves the head of this church.
我们只能用建议的方式不要把自己想成教会里面主持一切的人
Because Christ is the head
因为唯一教会的主人就是我们的基督
If the council members do something wrong they need to answer to God
因为教会的头就是耶稣基督所以职务会所有的事情都是对耶稣基督负责
If the GA do something wrong they must answer to God That's my thinking
所以如果美国总会他们做什么样的事情做得对做得不对他们都是要对神来负责
But I will not be disobedient to what they tell me to do
我不应该以个人来针对他们所做的决定有反对
The minute that I'm disobedient to what they tell me to do then I'm not do what I need to do for myself
因为如果我有反对的意见或者是不遵守他们的指派的话我就是出于我自己个人的意见
Because as a minister the GA pretty much own us per se right
因为作为一个传道者其实我们就是总会的工人总会的工人就是隶属于他们的管辖之下
And the church members
而对针对 教会的信徒。
We elected the council members to take care of the church for that 2 years.
当我们选出职务会的时候，我们就是希望这个职务会能负，我们就是交托给这个职务会来负责教会的工作。
In other words, yes, we can encourage them, try to uplift them, but they must, you know, hold on up to their own responsibility.
所以我们可以给他们意见，我们也可以给他们鼓励，给他们不同的想法，不同的建议，但是最重要的是我们已经 把事情交托在他们身上，所以他们负责的对象是跟我们的主
任负责。 In other words, on the end, just love one another.
所以我们就要用爱来包容，用爱。
It's too difficult already just to serve God, you know, to serve God just in general.
因为服侍神已经是一个很困难的工作了。
But when people share their wisdom with us, share theDo not take it, you know, very personal. It's very good that old generation can share their wisdom with us. We can learn from them.
所以当有经验的年老的负责人来跟我们分享的时候，其实他们也是用爱来跟我们指导我们。
I mean, look at Moses.
我们来看一下摩西。
Well, he's learned all wisdom of the Egyptian.
他受了埃及王室的教育，所以他的知识非常丰富。
And God spoke to him face to face.
当他遇到神，对他面对面讲话。
But when his father-in-law shared with him, "Hey, you should, you know, you shouldn't do that because you, you know, because the time everyone came in front of him to have judgment." But his father-in-law gave him wisdom, right? Say, "Hey, you must break in different groups, smaller groups."
虽然摩西他自己本身非常有智慧，非常有知识，但是当他的岳父来给他建议，跟他讲说，你不应该让所有的以色列人。有遇到问题的时候都找你一个人，而是需要分成比较小的组，然后有不同的人来管。
And Moses knew it was good.
所以摩西就接受了这个意见。
So he listened.
他觉得这个意见
是好的，所以他就听了。And then it benefited him and the whole Israelite.
而这个意见因为是好的，所以不只是帮助了摩西，也帮助了整个以色列。
So in other words, we no matter who we are, we never too good to take advice from other people.
所以不管我们觉得我们的工作做得多好，或者我们多么了解这个工作性质本身是什么样子，永远不要关掉别人给我们意见的机会。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
我们一起同心默祷。
Amen. Let's take a break until 4:10. 4:10.